Time now for your letters, and our email bag was flaming yesterday with criticism of my interview with Bobby Hammond, a 21-year-old from Portland, Oregon, recently cleared of all charges related to a nude bicycling adventure.
Jay Tracy of Oakland, California writes this: listening to Melissa's interview was a painful experience. Was it a form of protest? Was he advocating for a cause? Bobby didn't know, and after several excruciating minutes, neither did I.
And Tom Hilton of Bethesda, Maryland was similarly frustrated. He writes, in trying to explain what his nude biking was expressing, there flowed an amusing jumble of phrases. I mean seemed most recurrent, searching for a predicate that might produce communication. Radio prevented the audience from interpreting Mr. Hammond's body language, which I surmise was expressing, dude, it's fun to bicycle nude in the summer night.
But listener Joel Eckhouse of South Portland, Maine, recalled a version of an old tune that he wrote after hearing about a nude biking event in Seattle. It must be something in the water in the Pacific Northwest. Mr. Eckhouse sent us this recording.
It's not that your legs ain't superior, but I prefer the view posterior. And you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle.
Anytime you have thoughts on the program or want to send us some of your creative work, please go to npr.org, click on Contact Us.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.